From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller, a doctor who used to work at a Bronx hospital, returned with a rifle hidden under his white lab coat and opened fire Friday, killing one person and wounding six others before apparently taking his own life. The gunfire broke out at 2:50 p.m. inside the Bronx Lebanon Hospital, drawing police cars and fire trucks to the scene and sending officers to the roof with their guns drawn as people inside the building were told to hide. Officers went floor by floor looking for the gunman and reported just before 4 p.m. that the shooter was dead inside the building. A law enforcement official told the Associated Press that the gunman had apparently killed himself. The U.S. implemented new travel restrictions Thursday, requiring visa applicants from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen to have bona fide relationships in the U.S. to be admitted into the country. Travel at major U.S. airports in Washington and Los Angeles appeared to continue smoothly. Widad Hassan, a Yemeni-American with family overseas, says the current screening process is already rigorous.
People usually wait an average of 2 to 3 years minimum, and it can go up to 4 to 6 years for some people. So it's a very rigorous process for family members already. So I don't see how this travel ban is helping anybody.
Previously scheduled visa applicants and application appointments will not be canceled, administration's officials said, but new applicants would have to prove their relationship to a family member or business in the U.S. in addition to passing additional screening. A 120-day ban on refugees and a yearly cap of 50,000 total refugees coming to the U.S. also went into effect Thursday evening. Be sure to follow VOA News on social media for further updates. This is VOA News.